Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Good to see everyone. It's good to be together as a church. And just really quickly, as we get ready to start, I just wanted to thank again the choir for your beautiful presentation and also the children's ministry. So if we can just kind of give them a round of applause again.
两华语，咱拢会当搁再组织做会。我伫这所在特别要感谢啊，咱今仔日遮个诗班，特别是咱的囡仔，啊，搁有咱的教会诗班伫这所在啊，献上正水的诗歌伫上帝面前。咱是毋是搁一届给拍破啊？多谢。And
for those of you who are visiting, we want to welcome you. We hope you feel comfortable. We're glad that you're here to worship with us. This is Pastor Chuang. He's the pastor of the Taiwanese-speaking ministry. I'm Pastor Young. I'm the pastor of the English-speaking ministry.
感谢咱今仔日嘛有第一届来伫咱中间聚会的兄弟姊妹哈，啊，阮非常欢迎恁来到阮同齐做礼拜，啊，伫遮特别甲咱介绍一下，这个叫做曾阿东牧师，啊，这个叫做杨帕克牧师哈，我是台语部的牧师，伊是英文部的牧师，欢迎恁大家来到阮中间。
And obviously, I mean, you're here because it's Christmas. Christmas is always a very special time of year. It's full, hopefully, of family, of friends. People are a little bit nicer during Christmas. People are thinking about things like generosity and kindness, peace and hope. And there's always gifts, and that's always a good thing for the kids, right? You know, for Christians, it's a little bit extra special, right? It's not just about shopping and gifts and family. For Christians, it's special because it marks the birth of Christ. And so, in a very unique way, during the Advent, and especially, you know, as we hit Christmas Eve and Christmas, we remember, we celebrate His coming. We remember all that He did. And in the passage that you heard today, Matthew chapter 2, we saw the account of the Magi, right? These wise men who traveled from the East, who ultimately found Jesus in Bethlehem as a baby. And when they arrived, they worshipped him and they presented him these wonderful gifts that were fit for a king. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's really important for us to remember. And it's important because a lot of times we forget who this baby is. Right? This baby came as a king. The Magi were seeking a king. And later on, Jesus himself proclaims himself to be the king in the line of David.
咱今仔日同齐组织伫遮，我想我介要紧的，因为今仔日咱是咧庆祝圣诞节。圣诞节对一个人来讲，拢是一个非常特别的节期，特别是咱会当甲咱的亲人朋友同齐做伙度过美好的时间。同时对一个囡仔来讲是介快乐，因为今仔日你可能会接受着一挂礼物，人会送礼物互你。对咱基督徒来讲，这是一个非常特别的日子，因为今仔日咱会同搁一届来笑脸。 咱的主耶稣基督为着咱来出世，那耶稣是旧约圣经中间所预言要来到伫咱中间的弥赛亚。伫这圣诞节的节期，咱一方面咧庆祝伊的出世，一方面咱来纪念耶稣基督在世时阵所做一切。咱今仔日所读马太福音书的第二章，咱有提起到伫当风的朴素，也是称作有智慧的人因。 来到伫必行的所在，要朝找迄个出世的婴仔耶稣。当因到的时阵，因来拜伊，上时献上因的礼物，这礼物拢是送予君王的礼物，其中有黄金、乳香、甲木药。这点对咱来讲，今仔日非常要紧，因为真侪时阵咱袂记得圣诞节咧庆祝这个婴仔到底是啥物人，咱袂记得这个婴仔伊有君王的身份，耶稣出世。 是要成做一个君王，才会朴素因一路千里迢迢对东方来到伫耶路撒冷，因是要敲找一个新出世的王。所以伫福音书中间，咱若要嘛看见耶稣有宣告强书，我是代笔何下成做君王。So
as we look at the passage today, Matthew chapter 2, we're going to see two important things about the birth of Jesus, about this baby who's born who claims to be king. The first thing we're going to see is we're going to see how Jesus' coming draws people. Second thing we're going to see is how Jesus' coming divides people.
So today's经文，咱会通看到，这个罗马的称作君王耶稣基督，伊的出世有两件非常要紧，咱爱去注意的。第一，就是耶稣伊安怎降临了后，安怎吸引一个人来对第一。第二，咱嘛要看去耶稣的出世嘛带予人分开。
So the first point is how Jesus coming draws people. One of the things that's fascinating about this passage is that we see how Jesus' arrival draws these men. These men are magi. They're men who study literature. They study wisdom. They study magic, not kind of magic like we know magic. They study astrology. And astrology especially was popular in the ancient world. A lot of people believed at the time that it held the keys to understanding life, that the stars, if you looked up in the stars would tell you, would signal these great events, these great things that were happening. Just for an example, when Julius Caesar died, at his funeral, a bright nova star appeared, a brand new star appeared in the sky and appeared right over his funeral pyre. And what a lot of people believed at the time was they believed that that signaled that Julius Caesar was entering into the pantheon of the Roman gods. So, you know, these magi were scholars. They studied ancient literature, magic, the skies. And so when they saw the star appear, it was a sign of a great king who was coming. And so for them, they made this decision that they would go off and they would meet this king that the stars told of. What we see is they're drawn to this king. They had to see him. Nothing would stop them. Matter of fact, it was so important to them that they were willing to travel far distances, you know, all the way from where they were in the east to a small, small town in a small stable in Bethlehem. You know, they were like moths being drawn to the flame, like bees being drawn to the flower. If you've ever dieted, right, it's like being drawn to food that you're not supposed to eat. We all know what that's like.
咱先来讲第一点，耶稣的出世吸引济济人。咱来看耶稣安怎吸引人，我想这点是非常有趣味的代志。咱看起这几位东方的博士，因是研究所谓的魔法，这个魔法不是咱现主席所讲的魔术，因嘛是研究魔法加着占星术啊，看天文的现象的人。伫古早，这个占星术非常受到欢迎。古早人相信天顶的星会影响伫咱的地面上的生命，所以是了解咱生命的一个关键。天顶的星神的变化，有当时啊咧预告一挂重要的代志会发生咱举一个来讲，譬如讲凯撒大帝，罗马帝国的凯撒大帝，当伊过身的时阵，伫伊的丧礼有出现一粒明亮的星伫天顶，所以有人讲这可能是凯撒大帝已经成立成做罗马政神的一个记号。我即个讲，即个东方的博士，因是学者，因专门研究古册，因专门咧研究一挂神秘学，因专门咧研究天文甲着宇宙。但有一天，因看到天顶有非常予人惊奇的天象，因看到这个天象敢来预告一个伟大的君王要降临，所以因就一路千里迢迢。对东方的所在，来到伫比利恒这个小小的城市内面，一个小小的码头内面，因敢若亲像虾米货？因敢若亲像花儿，去予迄个光所吸引；因敢若亲像虾米货？敢若亲像香，去予香花所吸引。咱有时阵，咱可能想要减肥，咱咧减肥时阵，肚肚咧枵，若有人摕饼来食。摕好香的物件来咱面前的时阵，咱嘛受着吸引，咱想要紧紧将这物件给吃掉。
So Jesus drew people to himself in his birth, but he also drew people to himself in his life and in his ministry. What we see in his ministry is that all different kinds of people would come out to him to listen to him teach and to see him do miracles. If you look at the people who went out to meet him, we see religious people, we see irreligious people. We see rich people, we see poor people, we see morally very good people, and we see morally very bad people. You know, during Jesus' ministry, he is always surrounded by crowds. And it was so great that sometimes he had to escape just to get rest. It is particularly interesting, though, that the Magi are the first ones who are drawn to him. Magi were people, they weren't Jews, they were Gentiles. And they studied the mystical arts, which was forbidden in Israel. And so based on those two things, they wouldn't have been allowed into the temple. They wouldn't have been allowed to worship. They wouldn't have been allowed to go in and be in the presence of God. And yet they're the first ones who are drawn to see this child, this baby. They're the first ones who see this child face to face.
当耶稣吸引人来上群，伊唔也是伊出世的时阵，事实上伫耶稣一生中间，当伊咧做济事工的时阵，伊拢吸引济人来群对伫伊，足济人要来听伊讲话，想时想要看卖啊，是毋是耶稣会行济奇妙的神迹？遮个人中间有诶真有信仰，总是有诶无啥有信仰；遮个人中间有诶真好业，总是有诶真怂恿。这些人中间有人是好人，总是冒一挂罪人甲歹人，因拢来上群耶稣。所以你若看福音书中间，常常看耶稣和一群的人群甲伊包围，有时阵伊就必须要暂时离开，通得到休困。但或者这和耶稣所亲密人中间，这批对东方来的博士，是大声来到伫啊耶稣的面前来朝拜伊的人，东方。这三位博士啊，因是外邦人，唔是犹太人。上时因是研究魔法、神秘学的，这是伫当初时的犹太教无受应准的，所以因根本无这款的机会，通进入到伫耶路撒冷的圣殿来朝见啊，这个耶稣。总是因会通到伫迄个马槽内，迄个米色的马槽内内底来甲耶稣三度。
The fact that Jesus drew these magi first is fitting because the gospel is for all people, not for some. The gospel is the good news that Jesus came to save people, us, from our sins, and that we find salvation by repenting and by trusting in Him. And through that, we find forgiveness, we find freedom, we find new life, and that's a message for all people. Jesus' coming draws people to Himself. And especially this season, I mean,You know, every time we hit Christmas or Easter, I mean, people who aren't religious begin to go to church because they feel something. They're drawn. They feel drawn to God. And maybe that's why some of you are here too. Maybe you feel drawn. Maybe you feel that, you know, that with everything going on, you sense something happening. I want to suggest to you, let God draw you in. Right? Continue to open your heart.And let him draw you closer because he has something for you.
希望这些东方的博士是外邦人，总是因来召见耶稣。我想这样代志是非常适宜的，因为福音是为所有普世间的人，不是为着某一挂人。福音是关于耶稣基督的出世，要拯救世间人脱离罪恶的好消息，通过悔改来相信伊。咱会通伫耶稣基督内面得到赦免，得到自由，得到新的生命。这个信息，这个好的消息，是为着所有的人来提供的。所以耶稣一出世吸引人。咱今仔日伫咱中间有一挂人，普通时啊无要去教会，无来去教会敬拜。那不包括唔也是圣诞节，有的时阵是过外节嘛是同款。所以咱伫圣诞节过外节来到伫教堂是安怎？恁的这个时阵。要来个来到伫教堂，因为恁的心内的确有一挂特别的物件所吸引，互恁感受到恁敢那来到伫上帝的面前同款。这是安怎？伫咱今仔日检测，伫咱中间某一挂人过去毋捌来伫到伫教会，总是今仔日你来到伫教会，有一项物件来吸引恁。伫遮我也深深期待你会通继续拍开你的心门，互耶稣也接近你。因为耶稣有真侪宝贵的物件要来赏赐你。
So the first point was how Jesus coming draws people. Second thing we see though is Jesus coming actually divides people. We actually see this great contrast between Magi and Herod. If you look at the Magi are interested in Jesus' birth. They want to see this baby. They want to go meet him, and they travel these long distances. And when they get there.They honor him, they worship him, and they give him these wonderful gifts fit for a king. When you look at Herod, though, Herod is also interested in the birth of Jesus, but for a very different reason. Right? Herod wants to know where this king is because he wants to eliminate him. For Herod, it's not about honoring, it's not about celebrating. Jesus is his competition because Jesus has come as a king.And that's where we see Jesus divides people. People react very differently to Jesus. Some people meet him and they want to follow him. They want to love him. Others meet him and they want to hate him and cast stones at him. You know, we see that all throughout Jesus' ministry. The crowds come out and we see some people, they respond with awe and with wonder. They want to, they say, Jesus, where you go, I will go. And then we see, for instance, the religious leaders, they come and they hear him and immediately they despise him. Right? Some want to crown him and others want to kill him. And we see that the people react very differently because Jesus' coming divides people.
耶稣来有吸引不少人，总是耶稣来嘛造成人甲人中间的分裂。在咱今仔所读马太福音书这段故事内面，咱看到东方这些博士甲着希律王中间非常大的差别。这东方的博士对着耶稣的出世真大兴趣，因真实确无会通看到这个婴仔的英容。 因甲耶稣三度的时阵敬拜伊、尊荣伊、献上礼物，总是你看希律王，当伊也听有这个婴仔要出世做王这个消息的时阵，伊嘛真有趣味，总是的趣味完全无共款。希律王想要知影这个婴仔是出世伫倒位，伊的目的是要将伊杀掉。伊对着敬拜耶稣、对着庆祝耶稣这个神圣的王，一点仔都无趣味，伊干那想要将伊除掉。 因为伊要来做王，对着希律王，伊的王位有真大的威胁，所以耶稣嘛会互人产生分裂。当人拄着耶稣时阵，会有无共款的反应，有人会真疼伊，有人欢喜跟随伊，总是嘛有一挂人会怨恨伊。咱看见，毋也是耶稣的出世是安尼，耶稣伫伊整个咧传上帝国的信息的时阵，嘛有共款的情形。 邻群组织来敬伊，有一挂人尊敬伊、疼伊，用这款疼的心情来跟对耶稣来回应耶稣。因想要跟对伊，像是得到家己生命改变。总是你嘛看到真侪宗教领袖来听伊讲道，总是因怨恨伊，甚至想要摕石头钉死伊。邻群想要拥护耶稣来做王，那是这些宗教领袖却想要将伊杀死。
所以人对着耶稣的反应非常的不同款，有人受着耶稣吸引，总是耶稣嘛，和一挂人产生分裂。Jesus divides people, and the reason why he divides people is because of his message. The gospel does draw people in. People hear this message of hope and salvation, but it also divides people. People have different reactions, and the reason why is because in the message. The gospel message is that Jesus has come as a king. He has come to be your king. Right? The Magi were looking for the arrival of this great king. And you know, the reason why it divides us is because we don't like the idea of a king. Right? That's the whole idea behind the American Revolution, not wanting a king to rule over us. We don't like kings because often what kings do is they abuse power. They abuse people. They use their power for selfish ends, not for the good of us, but for their own good. They take what they want. They don't care about others. And because of that, we fear what a king would do to us. We fear that they would suppress us, that they could oppress us.
耶稣之所以予人产生分裂，是因为伊所传的信息。福音的信息一方面吸引人，因为伫福音的信息中间，你会通找到盼望，找到救赎。总是福音嘛带来人的分裂，因为这个福音要要求你降世，要求你跟对耶稣。耶稣来是要做王，这是三东方的博士因所要敲出的是出世要来做王的这个影。所以问题出伫倒位？问题出伫咱无爱，咱无介意。 王这个概念，咱在美国的革命，就是要来推翻王的制度。咱没有一个王来管制咱，因为咱知，若是王常常会滥用伊的权利，王常常唔是为着济济人的利益来使用伊的权利，常常是为着伊家己个人的利益。王会摕掉人民所要爱的，伊无要真正关心人民所需要的。
所以咱不介意王，因为王会压迫人民。And like I said, Jesus comes as a king. The gospel does draw us in, but it also divides us. It says that we have to take Jesus as our king, that we have to live under his rule. And that scares some people. For some people, they're fine, and they want to come, and they want to live under Jesus' rule. They want to follow him. For others, they refuse. They don't want to because they're afraid. But the truth is, you have to decide. You have to make a decision. Jesus can't just be a friend or a counselor. He can't just be a moral example. He can't just be a spiritual guide. Jesus has come to be your king. And the thing is that a lot of you know that. There are some of you who feel drawn by the gospel. You feel drawn to Jesus. But when you hear the stuff about king, you know what that means. And you don't know if you want to do that because you know that it means more than just going to church. It means more than just tithing. It means making him your king.
所以耶稣伊是用君王的身份来降世，这个福音有吸引济济人，总是这个福音嘛会带来分裂，因为伊要求咱耶稣要做咱的王，伊要求咱得爱顺服伫伊的统治下面，这会造成一挂分裂。有一挂人真欢喜，因群众来，因欢喜谦卑来顺服伫耶稣的统治，来军队伊，总是有一挂人会拒绝。因拒绝军队耶稣，但无论是倒一种，你拢必须要做一个决定。因为耶稣来，唔是干那要做你的朋友；耶稣来，唔是干那要做你的顾问；耶稣来，嘛唔是干那要做一个道德的模范。耶稣来，是要做你的王。但咱中间未少人已经知影这项事，恁中间有一少人已经予耶稣所吸引，恁也知福音的信息有感动恁的心。总是你嘛知耶稣来是要做你王，这毋是干那讲我每一个礼拜来到伫礼拜堂敬拜伊安尼尔尔，是要予耶稣真做你生命中间的王。
So here's the question we have to end with: is how do you do that? If you feel drawn to Jesus, but you feel scared because you feel afraid because you know what it means for Jesus to be your king, if you're not sure if you want to make yourself vulnerable, if you're afraid of being abused or oppressed, right? How can you change that? Right? What will change your fear? And my answer is this: you have to understand one very important thing. Right? It is true that kings and rulers abuse power and position, and it's true that they act selfishly, that they do things that are for their own good and not for others. And those things are true for all kings. Except Jesus. Like Jesus is the only king who will not oppress, who will not abuse. He is the only king who is not self-serving. He is the only king who will always do what's best for you. Now, how do I know?
但对着一挂心内还阁有惊吓，惊吓耶稣来做你王的人，那咱要安怎做？要安怎做才通改变咱心内才会惊吓？我想，咱必须要了解一件非常重要的代志。确实，在咱的经验中间，侪侪王、侪侪统治者，因会滥用因的权力、滥用因的地位。确实，侪侪君王因非常的自私，因干那关心家己的利益。遮侪侪君王、甲侪侪统治者，拢是这款的型。总是耶稣唔是安尼，耶稣绝对唔是一个压迫你的君王。耶稣绝对不是一个自私自利的君王，伊干那求家己的利益。耶稣是为着人伫这个所在来做王，啊，咱才会通知影这项代志。
When you look at the end of Jesus' life, his life ends at the cross. You see that in all the gospel accounts. At the cross, though, when you look carefully, Jesus ends up on the wrong side. Right? At the very end, Jesus at the cross, He's not the powerful, power-hungry king who's demanding the death of his enemies. When you look at the end of Jesus' life, he's the one being executed. And you know, the way that you know that Jesus will never oppress or abuse you, the way that you know that he will never use you for his own selfish gain, is that at the end of Jesus' life, Jesus went to the cross to pay for your sins. At the end of his life, he died for you. Jesus refused to use his power to save and benefit himself, and instead he used his power to win your freedom and your redemption.
咱会通知影这项代志， 当咱来看耶稣伊的人生最后的尽头，咱拢知根据圣经的记载，耶稣最后是死伫十字架顶。伫十字架顶，耶稣敢若站唔着边，伊敢若毋是站伫迄个贪心官吏遮的军容迄边，伊反倒转成做一个受刑罚的人。这乎你知，这个君王唔是要来压迫你，唔是要来去压你，唔是为着家己谋求家己的利益来利用你。伫耶稣基督伫十字架顶的死，这项代志，乎咱看到一项事：耶稣绝对唔是为着压迫你来到伫这个世间，伊是为着救赎你，特别是救赎你脱离你的罪来受着刑罚。耶稣拒绝利用伊家己的权力来为着追求家己的利益，反倒转，耶稣选择以运用所有伊可能的力量来提供你赦免，提供你救赎。
Jesus is the only king who won't oppress you. He's the only king who won't abuse you. He's the only king who won't crush you. He's the only one who won't use you. He will ask you to follow him. He will ask you to make him your king.But he's the only one who will use his power, his vast, unmeasurable power to love you. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate a king today. We celebrate that, that Jesus has come. And if you're here today with us and you're not a believer, we pray that you take him as your king, that you love and follow him.
唐公耶稣是唯一要用自己的权力，滥用自己的权力来压迫人的一个王，伊是唯一要黑白利用你的性命的一个王，伊是唯一要让你的性命破碎的一个王。耶稣会邀请你，也邀请你来跟随伊，但是伊未引带你误入歧途。耶稣是为这款的王，伊会运用伊广大能力、无法度估计的能力来听你的一个君王。伊是阮今仔日伫这个所在所要庆祝的王。咱今仔日伫咱中间咧庆祝这个王的时阵，那是咱中间有人也毋是相信耶稣的人，我为着你祈祷，同时恳求上帝帮助你，互你会通接受伊来成做你的王，来跟随伊，来听伊。
Let's pray together.
请咱同心来祈祷。
Father, we want to thank you for Lord coming to us as a child, but also as a king. We know.Through everything we see in your life, that especially at your death, that you have come not to oppress us, to abuse us, to use us for your own things, but Lord, to bless us, Lord, and to be our King. And so, Lord, we pray that especially for those who are fearful about what you may do, the changes you may bring, the things you may ask, you may remind all of us that you are the benevolent King, the one who has come to lay down his life for those he loves.We pray all this in Jesus' name.